You're listening to TPCast, the one and only podcast for Thomas Productions, Inc. Each week we bring you the latest info about our newest film productions, as well as other news associated with Thomas Productions, Inc. Hello and welcome to TPCast episode number 36 for the week of August 8th, 2007. So, as usual, my name is Lane.
I'm Kevin. Kyle.
Alright, so, as you may know, we've been doing lots of summer movie reviews, and we're going to continue that this week with our review of Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, which I don't think you guys have seen.
No, we haven't seen
it. So I'll give a review of that. So, yeah. So, in the way of other news, I finished reading Harry Potter, book number 7. And the end is really, really good, so there's like a gigantic battle, so.
And did you like the epilogue?
The epilogue was okay. But the giant battle is really good, and I can't wait till they make that into a movie. It should be really cool looking. So, I'm sure we'll have a review of that sometime down the road.
Wait, would it be like if that scene were its own movie? Would it be PG-13?
Yeah. Okay.
Sounds like a good battle.
So now, Halo 3. We've been talking about this past couple casts. They just released a bunch of stuff. They just keep releasing more and more features that the game has, and it's getting almost to be like overload.
It's gonna be crazy. But I can't wait.
Just to list a couple of them, one new one is online co-op, where you can play with up to 4 people, and you can work as a team and go through the main game.
Campaign, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to watch you play some campaign.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, so the first player is the Master Chief, the second player is the Arbiter, and the 2 other players are 2 new elites, and there's this one elite with cool, like, purple armor, which looks really good. Let's see, another cool feature is a feature called Forge, and it's this map editor where you can, like, pick up stuff, like, move weapon spawns, vehicle spawns. You can move crates around, put explosive barrels in certain spots. You can even change, like, the amount of ammo that a gun has. Like, I know in Halo 3 beta, some people, like, hacked into it and, like, found some other, like, game type, like, settings. And
in Halo 1 multiplayer, you can create your own without having to, like, join anything. You can just create your own game types, and you can have unlimited grenades.
Cool. So, what I was saying, the custom. Actually, was that what I was talking about?
What? The Forge?
The Forge thing. Oh, yeah, you can put, like, explosive barrels around places. You can change. Oh! The Halo 3 beta. The people hacked into it and found, like, these custom game types, and these aren't confirmed for Halo 3, but they found, like, you can set, like, it to low gravity and, like, super high speed. So it's kind of like how when we used to play, like, Agent Under Fire or something, when we'd, like, jump from rooftop to rooftop and go super fast. It's kind of like that. This should be really fun if they
especially
put it in.
Halo.
Uh-huh. Let's see, what else is new? Oh, all these new maps that they're doing.
Revamping some?
Yeah. Just to name a couple, there's, you know, Last Resort, the remake of Zanzibar.
I can't wait to see. You know, I've seen that on the beta on YouTube, and it looks a lot different and a lot bigger.
Cool.
Yeah, they made it, like, twice the size. And they're remaking Blood Gulch and Coagulation again, but I don't remember the name.
Oh, I think, are you talking about Valhalla?
Probably.
Because that's what they say the remake is, although it doesn't have the, with all the red sand and stuff. It's kind of like a cross between, you know, like Blood Gulch and,
I can't wait.
The other Halo map. Timberland.
Oh, really?
Or it looks like it, because it has, like, kind of like that stream, and it has the trees.
And I stuff. Like the, I can't wait. New armor and masks. Everybody.
Oh, yeah, helmet. They have new masks and armor stuff that you can unlock.
My favorite is the one that that's mostly gold on the top. And did you say that one was your favorite?
Yeah, that one was my favorite. Let's see, they released a couple new vehicles as well.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait for Sandtrap. That's gonna be fun with
Sand Trap is, like, a really big map, which is just, like, a desert.
And there's the Mongoose, Ghost, Chopper, Warthog, Prowler, Hornet, Banshee, Scorpion, Wraith, and an elephant. And, a real elephant. The elephant is...
So the elephant is basically like a giant troop transport, like kind of like a Jawa sandcrawler, they've been saying, which goes really slow and has treads, but it's like super strong and stuff.
The Prowler
it can act
like,
as a base.
The Prowler looks like the, what's it called?
A Spectre?
The Wraith looks different. The Mongoose looks like a motorcycle from that. The Wraith looks different. The Hornet looks new. I've never heard of that. And... Looks like they changed the Spectre to the Prowler. Wait, what's the Hornet? Oh, yeah, the Hornet.
Alright, so let me go down the line. So there's the Mongoose, which is like an ATV.
It looks... I didn't know... I thought it was like the same size as a Warthog, but it looks a lot smaller.
The Ghost, I don't think they've changed much. The Brute Chopper is kind of like this giant kind of wheel with... someone sitting at the back.
It reminds
and it has
me of the
lasers.
General Grievous thing.
Yeah, the wheel bike. And it has lasers and it can smash a warthog and blow it up. And then there's the warthog with different turrets and also, like, instead of a turret, it's like a troop transport in the back.
Wait, new turrets or just different ones?
I think just different ones. Like, there's... I know they have the machine gun. I think maybe... The rocket pod probably isn't on there. But
can you
probably
take
the
them
boss.
Off of... Can you take the weapons off of warthogs and turrets?
Mm-hmm.
Regular turrets?
So moving on, the Prowler is like basically a specter, only it's brute-ized. So it's like all looking brutish.
Are hoots? I mean, brutes hard to defeat?
In Halo 2, they're kind of
I was
going to
say hoots, bro. Are brutes hard to defeat?
It's like hunters. Are hunters in Halo 2?
Yeah.
Wait, what did you say? Are they hard to defeat?
Yeah, they kind of are. So, the Hornet is basically like a human version of the Banshee.
Oh, it flies?
Yeah. And then
I can't wait for this.
The Banshee, and in
the good
the
old Banshee.
Halo 3 beta, you were in multiplayer, you were able to shoot the Banshee bombs. But in Halo 2, you weren't, so.
Wait, the elephant isn't covering it, right?
Cool. No. And then there's the Scorpion tank. We haven't heard much about that, except that it's probably going to be in Halo.
It looks...
Three.
The Scorpion is in Halo 1 and Halo 2.
Yeah.
It looks the same.
Yeah. The Wraith, however, I've seen, they added... So now two people can go in it, and one person drives and shoots the main giant thing, and another person shoots, like,
it,
a
It does look
machine
a lot
gun.
Bigger. Is that Covenant, or not?
Yeah.
What would the machine gun be like...
It's
not,
like
not really a regular machine gun.
No, it's like the one that's on the Spectre.
Oh.
The little plasma gun that goes.
That's gonna be cool.
And then, like I said, there's the elephant. And then there's also some new weapons. I'll try to hurry this up because we're kind of running long on this Halo thing.
We should save it for Grandkid.
So, there's the Brute Mauler, which is a brute weapon. And it's basically a handheld shotgun, like, that you hold in one hand.
So, like a pistol?
So you could dual wield it. So,
is it as strong as a shotgun?
So, not when, if you're dual wielding it, then it's stronger than a regular shotgun, but if you're not dual wielding, then it isn't. So that should be cool.
The shotgun takes forever to reload, because you have to do each one.
Mm-hmm. So, another new thing is the regenerator. It's cut thing that you set down and it instantly regenerates your shields.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The bubble shield looks like you can walk it through it.
Yeah, you can.
Is that in Halo 2?
No. Then there's a flare, which temporarily blinds enemies.
Doesn't it blind you, too?
Yeah, if you don't look away. Then, it's here somewhere. There's... Oh, there's a radar jammer, which jams your radar. There's a personal shield, which isn't the bubble shield. I'm not gonna go into that more, since we're running long. Ah, here it is. The gravity hammer. It's, at the end of Halo 2, you fight this, brute boss.
Isn't he an honor guard? Is that what he's called?
No, he's called, Tartarus or something, and he has this giant hammer thing, which is called the gravity hammer. It's really powerful, and so they're adding that in.
What's it do?
You like
make you fly and
smack people, and you just smack it down the ground, and it can like deflect grenades and stuff. And like I said, it's super powerful, and it's like as tall as you are, so it's gigantic. So that's a brief overview of the new stuff in Halo. We'll be updating more. You can probably find all this info on Bungie.net or Halopedia. Alright. In other gaming news, I'll make this very quick. They're coming out with a Lego Indiana Jones video game, which is coming out summer.
It's going to be sets of it, too. But it's only the first three movies.
Yeah, which is coming out summer 2008.
You saw the preview for it. Did you see it?
Yeah,
cool.
And it, like Kyle said, it incorporates the first three movies, not the fourth one, but just the third.
I wonder if Harrison Ford is this.
No, there are no squeaking.
Yeah, they just go.
They should have like subtitles or something. You know they're.
So that'll be fun.
Whispering.
And then other news. They're going to release iLife 08 for the Mac.
What is it?
It's basically like new applications. Like they have a totally new version of iMovie, which is a lot better and looks more professional. And then they have...
Like, I know in regular iMovie you can split the video track in two, but you can't split the audio track, it sucks.
So, they have a whole new version of iMovie. They've edited iPhoto a little bit. They've messed around with iDVD and .Mac and iWeb stuff. So, that'll be cool. So now, finally, we'll move on to other news. First of all, this is all stuff, I think, from last week. There is a brand new screening room at thomasproductionsinc.com, which has all our latest videos. So go check that out, www.thomasproductionsinc.com. Speaking of that, it'd be good if you joined YouTube and subscribed to our videos, because that's the quickest way you'll know if we have a new movie. You'll just get an email notification and stuff. That would be good. Leave good reviews for us on iTunes. Buy our shirts and merch.
You should change it to merchandise. Buy your merchandise.
But it's mostly shirts, so.
You didn't print it out. That's cool. It just goes it there.
Yeah, my printer kind of broke. Temporarily. So, buy our merchandise and leave reviews on iTunes and listen to the Simple Chicks and Nonsense podcast at StanPodcast.com, I think it is. So, now let's go and play some voicemails. So, we got one real voicemail, and we got one which is like a wrong number. So, which do you want to hear first?
The wrong number.
What's the other reason? Okay, let's do the real
let's
one.
Do, yeah. Alright, real one first.
Hey, Kyle, Kevin, and Lane. This is Jolene. Calling in, have a couple things to say. I was happy that someone new called in couple podcasts ago. So I wanted to give a shout out to him. And I agreed with what he said. Kevin did another really great job as Pigeon. And as always, I loved Kyle as Barbossa. And one question I had was, well, first of all, I loved your Pirates 3 party. I loved all the food. I loved the games. The movies, obviously, just awesome. But I'm wondering, on your podcast, on one of them, it said you guys were going to wear costumes. And I think I was the only one who did. So just wondering why you guys didn't wear costumes. So that's it. See you later. Bye.
Okay, well, Lane told me, but I forgot why.
It was really, really hot
that
day.
And you were going to do
Baby Jones with the tentacle beard, and it just seemed way too hot to me. Even not wearing the costume, it was hot.
You said you were sweating with a...
Yeah, and the beard doesn't do good when I'm sweating, because then the tape stickiness wears off, and then the beard falls off.
And especially when you sweat a lot.
Yeah, and there's a whole mess of problems.
At least, well, if they make another Pirates movie, which they might, Davy Jones wouldn't be in it. Baby Jones wouldn't be...
Yep, unless he came back from the dead. Okay, so here's our wrong number voicemail.
Yes, good afternoon. This is Roseanne Ace Packaging. In regards to DVD cases with no hubs, no rosettes, that maybe you might be interested in getting some samples on these. This way your clientele or your customers won't get any shakers or rattlers or scratch discs from a broken hub. Check out our website, www.ace-cases.com, or call me at 866-383-2693, extension 104. Again, it's Roseanne, Ace Packaging. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Bye.
Okay, first of all, she should have heard your voice there, knowing that it was the wrong number. Unless it was some
that might have
random
been a,
dial.
No, I think it might have been a... something that was recorded, and then they just play it on every number that they call.
Then she must get a lot of mail. So,
that was good if it was the recording. Usually people don't talk like that on recordings.
Usually it's like an automated computer voice.
Yeah.
So, that's it for, voicemails.
Emails.
I missed that. Usually we do that first. Again, do you want me to do the real one or the wrong?
Let's do the wrong one first this
okay.
time.
Alright, so, it says, Xylox has brought you such medicines as Ear Unclogger and Cough No More. But now, Xylox can offer you new Happy Pills. If you're depressed, sad, or anything that's not happy, take two happy pills in just 36 weeks. Anyway, and in just 36 weeks, you'll be your same old self again. New happy pills from Xylox. Okay.
Another real one.
Alright. Email number two. I like that you're doing an Indiana Jones countdown now. Do you think Harrison Ford will be Indiana Jones or will he be his grandpa? Smiley face. Yes, he will be Indiana Jones.
What? I saw that at the Comic-Con thing on TV.
Yeah. What part will Shia LaBeouf be playing, do you think? He'll be playing Indiana Jones' son, I believe. Tried to watch the photocast and it didn't work. Sorry. Please help. Because this whole time I haven't been able to see your pictures during the podcast. I need a TP techie. I'm glad you're back from summer break, Jolene. I'm sorry that you can't see the photos or something, but I'm planning on posting a new video which will have all of those photos and more. So
a video? Like on YouTube?
Like I made it. And was going to put it on YouTube, but it was too long and stuff, and the file was too big. So I think I might put it up on like archive.com or something like
that. Oh, are you still gonna put that music video you made a while ago on YouTube?
Yeah, the Halo one, I'm still waiting. I'm just gonna wait till it's closer to the Halo 3 release. Ah, I'm still gonna close my show notes. There we go. Alright, so when I last checked, the forums were down, so I don't...
I went on it today or yesterday, and it was fine.
Maybe I should just check right now. Super quick. But as the last time, or last week, we had 12 forum users, and like 1,099 posts. Yeah, they're still down, so, sorry about that. So, the poll results, we still don't have any. The poll was, how do you like Transformers? I'm sure there was, like, maybe a four,
I think
like a five, is. Two fours, and I haven't seen it yet, or something like that.
I'm pretty sure I voted.
So, for the poll this week, since our, forums are down, you can call in and email your, choice. Alright, the poll is, how did you like The Order of the Phoenix? This is the movie, by the way, that we're reviewing. So, the choices are 1 star, 2 stars, 3 stars, 4 stars, 5 stars, or haven't seen it yet. Again, call in 408-565-8784 or email at podcast@thomasproductionsinc.com and send us your results. Or for your choice. Poll. For the poll.
Unless the forums come back up.
Yeah, but I still won't... It still won't be posted on there, so... This week, just send them in. Alright, so now we'll do the W count.
Mr. President, we still haven't found any weapons of mass destruction.
You have found weapons of mass destruction.
Hi. We haven't.
You have...
I don't know what you're doing.
Bring me a taco.
Yes, sir.
Tacos rule.
Okay. So, Kyle?
Ooh. The W count. 531 days left until George Bush gets his butt kicked out of office.
Yay.
I wonder who it's gonna be.
I wonder too. Okay. Now we'll do our Indy 4 count. Short this week. Okay. Okay. Kevin?
Yeah. 41 weeks and 1 day.
41 weeks and 1 day. Not 41 weeks and 1 days. It's 41 weeks and 1 day.
Once is that 6 day. 1 day. Oh, I just had a really good weapon for Halo 3. A chainsaw.
I have a good idea, but I'll tell you after the podcast.
Okay. As far as TP movies go, we have one new movie, and it's called The Apple, and this is about three guys and an apple. That's all I'm going to say. If you want to watch it, you can go to our website, ThomasProductionsInc.com. Why not view it on our screening room, or at our screening room, I should say. Or it's also on YouTube. Just search the Apple. You might have to look through a lot.
It's like at the bottom of the third page.
Yeah. Or if you just type in the Apple Thomas Productions, then it'll be quicker.
It's on the main page, too. It's like, what is it there?
Mm-hmm. So, also, we mentioned this a couple weeks ago, The Truth Behind Duel of the Fates, also on YouTube. Check that out.
That's I'm assuming no new news, Lane?
No new news.
And no Lane?
All you have to do is read the highlighted parts in the jailbirds.
Let's see. Let me dig them out.
Very bad, I mean.
It's not that long, because all I did is highlight the parts that I revised, so.
Is that?
We're in mid-cast, so don't do it right now.
Oh, we're in the movie section. It's fine.
Here, do you want me to read a portion?
Actually, why don't, actually. Most of them is just saying who's talking.
Yeah, because you wanted to know. That takes forever.
Alright. Let's move on. Alright, so now we'll go on to our review of the week.
Review of the week. This is ridiculous.
Okay, so, as you all know, this week we're reviewing Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, the movie.
Yay.
Alright, so, like I said before, Kevin and Kyle haven't seen this, so they won't be, they'll be comment, you can, you know, comment and stuff, but
nothing
won't
questions.
Be, like, reviewing and stuff. So, why don't...
This contains spoilers?
Yes, this will contain spoilers. So... If you haven't read the book, or haven't read the book and want to see the movie, then don't listen to this. So, how about, let's do a change for this week.
How?
Yes, how about you guys be like an interviewer, and I'll be the interviewee. And you'll just ask me questions about the movie.
This will be the interviewer.
Too bad people can't see it for this, so. Okay. But you can just do it anyway. And it's the dog that we used for the Glyco commercials. With an Indiana Jones hat on. Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. So.
Hey.
Harry Potter, eh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Might I suggest some questions for you to ask me?
Were you in it?
No.
Were you in it?
No.
You were? Oh. Okay,
Alright, maybe like, what my favorite part of the movie was,
What was your favorite part of the movie?
The end battle.
Actually, yeah.
Okay, what was your least favorite part?
My favorite part of the movie was the fight between Dumbledore and Voldemort. That was really cool. Okay.
What was your least favorite part?
The cast.
Yeah. That was a good bathroom break point, though. Every time I had to go to the bathroom during the movie, I would always wait to that point and then just go.
You saw it more than once?
Yeah, I saw it twice. Probably gonna go again, because my mom wants to see it.
Who was the hottest girl?
Zero.
Who's she?
Was Halo in it?
I wish.
So, no.
No.
Yes?
No.
Did Anakin survive?
Okay,
Yeah, let me ask some questions. Yeah. Let me ask some better questions.
No!
So, can't wait for that DVD, yeah? You gonna buy it?
Yeah, because I have to own all the Harry Potter DVDs. I need you to.
So, looking forward to seeing it again?
I suppose so. Although, I'll probably not want to see it again after the, third time?
How many kisses were in it?
I think just one. No, we want two, because that one part where the people were kissing on the bench and then Umbridge, pushed them apart.
Is there only one bathroom break part?
Basically.
How long is it?
I don't know, probably a good 5 minutes.
How long was the whole movie?
I don't know, probably about 2 hours.
Some people are calling it the best Harry Potter movie ever. Do you agree?
Yes.
Do you agree that it was the worst Harry Potter book?
No.
What was the worst book, in your opinion?
I really want to say number one, although I haven't read it in a long time, so...
I would say number two, that one sucked.
So I can't, put that down in cement. Either one or two.
Who was your favorite character?
I don't
really...
Was
it Pedro?
No.
The shirt says vote for Pedro. Was Pedro in it? Was Pedro in it?
No.
Damn it.
I'd probably say, Sirius Black, I think. Although he dies, so that kind of sucks.
I can't wait for that part. Tell us the overall story. I know he got to Hogwarts in a different way than the train, right?
Yeah, so, basically, he and his, cousin Dudley's, teasing him or something, and then all of a sudden they're running away.
Is Dudley old now?
He's fatter.
Is he... wrinkly?
No. Okay, so...
Does he still have a pigtail?
Probably not, so...
Did you see it?
No. So, they're running away, and then all of a sudden these Dementors come out of nowhere, and they start sucking their souls out, and then Harry saves them using this spell.
He shouldn't have saved Dudley. That was a wrong decision.
Alright, let me try and do this really quickly. So, they go back home. He gets sent a notification that he cast, an illegal spell or something. But, so then, he goes back. So then he goes back and he, is tried for court. And then Dumbledore shows up and says that it's okay because he was doing it for self-defense. So he gets left off the hook. Then he goes to Hogwarts and then this ministry professor, Professor Umbridge, comes and is, taking over the school.
What's up there? How did he get to Hogwarts? Did he fly?
I'm trying to remember that.
Is it the beginning of the fourth movie where they did some turn thing?
I think they took the train.
Because they didn't in the book.
Yeah, they took the train.
They didn't in the book. The ripper.
So they go to Hogwarts.
I think
this professor taking over. Dumbledore's not seeing Harry or ignoring him. Something. Oh, by the way, Voldemort's returned. So.
With the new nose.
Yeah. And so Professor Umbridge isn't teaching them all this magic to defend themselves. So Harry creates this club, and he teaches all these people. How to use magic.
What's the club called? The club.
Dumbledore's army, and then they find them and they're in big trouble. And then Dumbledore runs away because they think that he organized the army. And then this Umbridge person fully takes over Hogwarts and is the principal. And so then what's next? Harry sees this vision of Sirius Black being tortured by Voldemort in this, in the Ministry of Magic. So then, he and his friends, they, take care of Umbridge. She, runs off in the woods. And then they go to the Ministry of Magic, and they go there, and it ends up being a trap. They find this, round ball, a crystal ball, called the Prophecy. And it's a trap, and all these Death Eaters come, and they try and steal the Prophecy. Then eventually they're all cornered and it looks hopeless, and then all these other wizards come in, including Sirius Black. Then they fight and fight and fight, and then Sirius Black dies in a really stupid way. He like falls into this like arch and like disappears. And then Dumbledore shows up, and then Voldemort shows up, and they battle, and then Voldemort disappears, and he, like, goes inside Harry and, like, possesses him for a short time, but then gets out, and then disappears, and then everything's good, they go back to Hogwarts and stuff, and that's the end of the book, or movie.
So, both. Is Stupid Malfoy in it?
I'm sorry?
Is Stupid Malfoy in it?
Yeah.
Does he die?
No.
He should.
Should he die? I agree.
Is
probably.
He your least favorite character?
Not my least favorite character,
who
but
is?
I don't know.
Who
I,
is?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Is it that girl that Harry kisses?
Probably. So let's see.
How many stars do you give it?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Out of one. How many stars out of one star do you give it?
Alright, then out of one star, I'd give it, like, 3/4 of a star. But out of 5 stars, I'd give it, like, 4.5.
What's your favorite word? My favorite word is L, because they say it so much.
Okay. I just remembered something. The least favorite part of the movie are the end credits. And that kind of sounds like I like the movie. Like, a ton, but the end credits really don't fit the movie, because it's, like, all ending nicely, and then all of a sudden, these, like, words pop up, it's, like, in this Western font, with, like, this Western music. It doesn't fit at all. So.
Are you sure it's the right movie?
Yes, I'm sure.
You
I watched
see a Western movie and mistake the credits?
I watched it for 2 hours, and so, if anything's wrong, it's definitely the end credits, and they all have the right names and stuff.
Are you sure it wasn't the Western version of Harry Potter?
That would be interesting to see, but I'm pretty sure that it wasn't.
This hat is blocking my vision.
Good, I think this interview is over.
Okay. Oh, man.
Okay, so, enough of that nonsense. That's gonna wrap it up for this week. I think next week we'll review the Simpsons movie. Or you guys. Actually, you guys will, since I didn't see it. And then after that, we'll probably review The Bourne Ultimatum. Mm. Which I did see, and it is very good.
You saw it?
Mm-hmm.
I never liked the other two, so I don't really want to see this one. Even though it looks probably like the best one, but I would.
I like the music in it.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy the third soundtrack, I think. So, anyway, call in 408-565-8784. Email podcast@thomasproductionsinc.com. Visit our website, www.thomasproductionsinc.com.
Bye!
No. you can look at all our videos by going to youtube.com/thomasproductions. Now, I think, is bye.
Bye!
So,
bye!
Bye! By the way.
By the way.
We might not do, just in case we don't do a podcast next week, I'm just letting you know that, so. Okay, bye.
Bye.
For real.
Bye.
Bye.
This episode of TP Cast is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. All non-original music, audio, names, brands, etc. are copyrighted and trademarked to their respectful owners. No infringement intended. All original recordings are property of Thomas Productions, Inc. If you liked the show, you can visit our website at thomasproductionsinc.com. There you can find videos, blogs, pictures, polls, articles, and much more. Also, you can call us at 408-565-8784 or email us at podcast@thomasproductionsinc.com. And as always, thanks for listening. This is the TP Cast crew, signing out.
Oh.